Okay, next. Now, the next one. The body of Christ. If you look at the body of Christ, like Pastor Bob said, you know, we always thinking about universal church, thinking about city church. But I will show you that many contexts of the body of Christ is talking about the basic church. I'll show you one verse, okay? Colossians 3, 15 to 16. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. So you are called, you know, to be one body. So be thankful. Let the peace rule in your heart. So the context talking about how big. How big is this one body? Is it a city church? Is it, you know, is talking about a universal church? Okay, verse 16, explain it. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. If you look at the context, it is not the universal church. It is not the city church. How can you teach one another in a 1,000 people setting? How can you teach one another, admonish one another, you know, in the universal church they never met? So the one another tell us the context is the basic church. So always church meeting in the Bible is one another, because that is God's lifestyle. That is the Trinity lifestyle, one another. Okay? So look at this. So teaching and admonishing one another. And then it says sings to one another. Also, the singing is to one another in the Bible. It's not like today. Today, our singing is more like the Old Testament pattern. It's like in the time of, you know, Solomon. You have the choir. You have the more professional. You know, Solomon and David trained professional singers. That's good too. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, but that is big setting. Only professional people. It's like American Idol. I mean, but it's good too. Nothing wrong with that, you know. But if you look at church meeting, they don't do that. They sing to one another. They sing to one another. This is different singing. Hallelujah. Okay. So if you look at these three things, the family, the temple, the body, cannot be applied just, you know, in the city level. Cannot be applied, you know, yeah, of course, in the universal level. It must be applied in the basic level. Without basic level, we cannot practice eternal purpose. Wow. So if your church do not have basic church, you cannot practice eternal purpose. Even God live in a cell group. Wow. God live in a cell group. He loved that cell group. He wants to multiply that cell group. You know? And he called that a family, a temple, and a body. Wow. This is powerful. When I understood this, you know, my life changed. I say, God, from today on, I want to spend my time only to fulfill the eternal purpose. Nothing more than that. I want to spend my life. Okay, ask yourself, how many times in your life, how much time you spend your life according to the eternal purpose? See, today's church, we only focus on Sunday meeting. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. But if only Sunday meeting, we are not living according to the eternal purpose. This is powerful. This is very important. Okay. How about this? Ooh. Cooking now. Bluk, 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 bluk. It's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us have a break now. But before we break, maybe you can share in your table for 5 minutes, maybe 2 by 2 or 2, 3 in a group. Can you share what insight do you get from these first sessions? And then we'll continue the how. We already talking about the why and the what. Now we want to talk about the how. We need His guidance. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so let us continue now the how. But before we go to the how, we want to conclude the what first. Okay. Now we want to discuss a question. What is the difference between cell as a body of Christ and cell as a small group program or just a meeting? Yeah, this is a very important question. Because I have seen in many, many cell churches, also house churches, you can call it whatever, you know, the small group oriented cell, it tend to be, you know, to be changed after they apply 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and then it end up, you know, the small group become just a religious activity. No more life, no more excitement, no more soul winning, you know, and it died. In Korea, now they have about 10,000 pastors try to apply the cell church, but almost none of them succeed. Almost none of them. In Indonesia, a lot of cell churches now declining. In the States, the biggest cell church now, you know, decline. They used to be have almost 1,000 cell, now only 400. See, in many countries, I travel all around the world, and I have seen the tendency of the declining of the cell church. Why? Because they don't practice the eternal purpose. So God wants a body, not just a small group. Amen. Now, what is the difference between cell as a body of Christ and cell as a small group program only? Small group program means the small group has only a purpose to finish the program, to apply the program. What is the program? Oh, prayer, or maybe recovery, or maybe, you know, any other program. Support group, maybe. So what's the difference? Or just a meeting, just a 1 week meeting. Okay, I would like you to share with your neighbors, because this, you will find the insight when you share in the body of Christ. So please share what is the difference. Find as many as possible if you can find the differences, okay? So I would like you now to share about 5 minutes. 2, 3 people share in the group, make it easier than the whole group. Maybe 2, 3 people you can share. What's the difference? Find it out. Well, because of time, let us finish the sharing. And then would you please turn the chair towards the front so that you will get more attention. Okay, that's good. I believe the sharing very rich, and you got many, many insight from the sharing. So I want to conclude and to share with you my idea, what is the difference, okay? So let us look at Colossians 2, verse 19. Okay, Colossians 2, verse 19, before? Yep. You... Sebelumnya, yeah, this one, okay. Okay, Paul warned the church in Colossae that they, because they accepted among them the false teachings, the legalistic teachings, the teaching that mix with the Gnostic teachings. Paul said, be careful. If you do not be careful, it says, because this teaching will take away the body life from you. Because it says, not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grow with the increase that is from God. So in order to live and grow in a body, we need to do two things. And this is the two things that the enemy hates the most. So Satan wants to take away these two things from your church. These two things are extremely important. You can call it the substance of the church. It will produce life if you practice this. Number one, it says you must connected. We must, you know, hold fast to the head. So every member of the body connected to the head. That is the body life. Secondly, they knit together by joints and ligaments. That means they connected to one another, the member connected to one another through the loving relationship. Love one another. So what is the difference between a cell just as a small group and cell as a body? If the cell as a small group, the cell will not have life. But if the cell is a body, the cell will have life because the life flows from the head. Hallelujah. So what is the difference? Okay, this is the difference. If the cell is a body, every member connected to the head 24 hours, not just in the meeting, but we are body 24 hours, just like my body, you know, 24 hours body. You know, if my body member is only meet together, it's terrible. After this meeting, they go their own way. So cell is a body. So they connected all the time to one another and connected to the head one another. Spiritually, of course, spiritually. This is very important. So how the cell operate as a body? For example, Omar, would you please come forward? For example, if this is not a body, only a small group program, we, when we share, we do not connect to the head. So what happened? We only share in human level. We share, you know, in human level. That's why no prophetic sharing. But if we are a body, when somebody share in the cell, we connected to the head. We listen from the head because the head is the one who initiate. So we hear from God, Jesus, what do you want to say? So that I can encourage my brother. I can build him up. So when he share, after he share, we all, you know, share from the head. This is called prophecy. So prophecy is, you know, listening to the head and share it. Very simple. Prophecy is not just like the charismatic, thus says the Lord. No. Prophecy is, you know, very simple. Just manifesting Christ. There are a lot of ways to manifest Christ. For example, Christ can give you a thought to share. Okay? Christ can give you a word, the Bible word to share. Christ can give you encouragement, you know, to encourage, to build up, you know, and then to build up the faith, you know, and to make him, you know, closer to God. That's the meaning. It's not talking about prediction, you know, talking foretelling. No. Yes, I believe, you know, some prophets' office have that, you know, gift, I believe. But this prophecy means, you know, very simple. Just manifesting Christ, encourage one another, hear from the Lord, you know, and we build one another so that we will say, wow, God is so real. You know, God is so real. The sharing is so fresh. You know, it's like God speaking to me. Oh, very powerful. And then you know what happened? that the sharing will be very prophetic. Even the Bible said the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So you can testify what Jesus has done in your life. Then that is also the spirit of prophecy. So it's simple. We prophesy one another. Okay? Not only we prophesy one another during the meeting, also after the meeting, when we go back home. Thank you very much. You know, we go back home or we go to work, we still practicing one another. In my cell, every time a person share the problem, we all listen. And then what happened? We pray for this person, you know, the whole cell pray for this person for the whole week. And then we listen. We say, God, what do you want to say about his problem? You know the best because he or she is your body member. You know the best. So speak to us. And you know, many times God give us idea, the thoughts, you know, encouragement, a word, you know, in the Bible, and we text message. Very powerful. You know, one of our members have a problem, but he hid that problem for many, many months. He had a problem with his son. His son had a very deep depression. And also, you know, his son had a very weird sickness. You know, multiple sclerosis, yeah? So the neck become, the spine become very stiff, like this. He walked like this. So he was very depressed, the son. So this is the cell leader, actually, my cell leader, our cell leader. But he didn't want to share it. He hid it, this problem. But, you know, 2 weeks ago, we were having the cell, and then my wife, God gave her a word. My wife said, hey, God, you know, show me that you have a problem like this, your son like this, you know, and your son had a very depression problem, you know, and also something happened to your son, and suddenly he was shocked, and he cried, and he said, yes, I hit this problem many, many, you know, weeks already. I didn't share with you. And then we tell him, okay, you share. So he shared. And he shared his problem, his son's problem. And then we call his sons and pray for his sons. Very simple prayer. Remember, if we are a body, God loves his body. The body prayer is different, you know. Because when we unite together, you know, we are in unity. This is body concept. Ask anything. God will answer your prayer. Very powerful. And then we pray. Simple prayer. God, we lay hand on this back in the name of Jesus. Be healed. And I feel something touch him very powerfully. And then this young man, you know, he already went away from God. He was very discouraged with God. But last week, you know, the cell leader went to Singapore with his son. Went to Singapore to have a checkup. You know, but what happened? The doctor was so surprised. The doctor was shocked. He said, actually, you have multiple sclerosis, but I found out that this sickness stopped growing. And you heal. I don't know why. You heal. And he said, you don't have to take any medicine. You go back home, you are totally, you know, healed already. But to be restored, you need to do exercise. And this family jumping up and down. So simple the prayer. God healed them in you know, in the cell. And we prophesy one another. And he was so blessed. And one by one, our member, God touched them through this, you know, prayer in the body. Very powerful. So this is how we work as a body. And not only that, do you know that, you know, the body knows the best, the condition of his member. If a member have sickness or have problem, he will ask other member to help. Because the head is the source. Amen? Hallelujah. And also, when you are a body, you will evangelize in a body evangelism, not personal evangelism. I already explained this before. So, for example, my cell. When we started this new cell, we said, God, we don't want just to have good fellowship, you know. We want to multiply this community, you know, to multiply into other communities. We want to plant more church. This is not an evangelism movement, but a church planting movement. But in order to have church, we need people to get saved, to be planted into the body. So we make our all the names, you know, the VIP list name, the Oikos name, the concentric circles name. We gather all and then we pray, God, show us which group do we need to reach first. You know the best. Because you are the head. You want to use your body to reach. So show us. And when we pray, almost all of us confirm that, you know, we focus on this group first. God, show us this group. So we distribute the names. Every day we pray for these names. In only 1 month, less than 1 month, we have four converts. Four converts. And these four already, you know, joined the cell. Some still in and out, but some already, you know, fully joined and then implanted into the body. And we have more to go. So very excited. Evangelism is very important, but do it as a body. Amen. And very powerful. That's why if you look at the book, the Bible says God added to the body 4 times in the book of Acts. God added to the body. God added to the body. God added to the Lord. God added to the Lord 2 times. God added to the body 2 times in the book of Acts. So evangelism is a body evangelism. Only two examples in the Bible, personal and, you know, one-man show evangelism. Okay, Jesus, when he preached to the Samaritan woman, and then Philip, he preached, you know, in Samaria. But right after Philip preached, Peter and John came. The apostle came. Why? To establish community, church. So that the convert will, you know, become community. We live in the basic church. That's why they sent Peter and John there. So it's very important, not just personal evangelism, but body evangelism. So this is the difference. Now we go, because of time. Next. So what is the goal of the cell? Cell has a goal. The goal is to be the fullness of Christ. Because his body, the Bible says, is the fullness of him. The fullness of him. So the goal is to become the fullness of Christ. Okay, I will explain what is the fullness of Christ. Okay, if you can look at me, this is important. I'll ask you this question. What is the purpose of a body? Okay, physically we will understand this. The purpose of a body is to express the head. Whatever the head wants, the body express it. If I cut off my head, my body, you know, will be nothing. Because the purpose of my body is to express the head. Whatever the head wants, he commands the body to express it. For example, preach, then my mouth begins to speak. Then my hand begins to hold the mic. And my posture begins to, you know, to practice, to apply what the head wants. Amen? So the function, the purpose of the body, look at this. So we must become the church, next, yeah, to become the body that can fully express Christ, the head. That is the goal of the cell. So that means all the member must function. Remember, God wants the one another lifestyle. That is the very important goal of the cell. So we must train until all member of the cell know how to express the head, you know, corporately, according to the gifts, according to their function, but act, you know, corporately, express fully the head. That is the goal. For example, if my leg and my hand dysfunction, you know, we tied them, what happened? The head says, run! My body cannot run. See? Because some member dysfunction. See, some cell, the member are dysfunction, dysfunctional cell. So we need to train all the member to function. When the cell function, everyone take the function and, you know, practicing the one another lifestyle, the head will manifest himself fully. Wow, when the head manifests himself fully, I will tell you what happened. You will see Christ in the cell. You will see Christ manifested very powerfully. And there will be miracles, will be healings, will be people being changed, you know, domains being transformed, domain being rich. I believe the key of the kingdom given to the, you know, basic church. That is why we only can transform society if we live in this basic church. Then we can transform society. We become salt and light. Amen. So then we can go to the domains. We have seen many domains being changed now through the cells together, because God given the key of the kingdom to them, you know, to transform. This is very powerful. So I want to encourage you to build a cell until it become the fullness of Christ. Okay? Then, how now to become the fullness of Christ? Okay? The process is only through equipping. That is why Ephesians chapter 4, 11 to 12. And he gave these fivefold gifts: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the works of the ministry, and then for the edifying of the body of Christ. So in order for the body to be edified, to grow mature, to become fullness of Christ, what happened? All the saints must be equipped. So there are two things we need, you know, in order for the cell to be the fullness of Christ. Number one, every saint, that means the cell member, builds the body of Christ. See, every cell must build the body, not only the cell leader. Every cell member must build the body. That's why, see, today, if we meet together, if you look at churches today, what is the main purpose of the Christian meeting on Sunday? What's the main purpose? Be honest. If you look at the main purpose of the Christian in Sunday meeting, I was shocked. You know, I was shocked. Because what is the main purpose of our Sunday meeting? Some say honoring, you know, the Lord's Day. Okay, good. Some say, you know, have a corporate worship. It's good. Some say listening to the preaching, because we are evangelical. Good. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. What else? In the seekers meeting, they said, no, Sunday is for preaching the gospel. So the seekers will get saved, okay? So that's some of the concept. Some people say, collect money. Okay, pastor like this, amen? What's the purpose of the main purpose of Sunday meeting? Okay, the charismatic, this is their purpose. To be imparted, you know? They are like cell phone. They need another charge. Because, you know, on Saturday, they are low bed, okay? So they need another charge so they can work powerfully on Monday until Saturday again. And Saturday, they need another charge next day. Okay. That's all good. But if you look at the Bible, I was shocked. Please just read. You just write it down. 1 Corinthians 14:26, it says, whenever you gather together, have a psalm, a teaching, a revelation, a tongue, interpretation of the tongue. But that's not the goal. That's not the goal. But all must be done for the edification of the body. To edify the body. So the Christian meeting, the main purpose is to edify the body. To edify the church, to edify the basic church. You cannot edify city church. I mean the whole city church. They never get together. You cannot edify the universal church. You only edify the basic church. Because that unit need to be edified as a body. So edify that. Wow. So every believer must edify the body. Do you agree?
You just like it because it has your name.
Oh, Eddie. That's good. But today's church, we come, you know, even in the cell, we don't have this motive to edify. We come to suck up the blessings. So we are like Dracula, okay? When we gather. So we must kill the spirit of Dracula. Amen? We must edify. We must add blood, not sucking blood. Hallelujah. Add blood to the community. Hallelujah. So in order for every saint, the cell member, to build up the body, we need the second things. What is the second things? Every saint, next. Every saint must be equipped by... Every saint must be equipped by the fivefold ministry, fivefold gifts. See, every saint, every cell member must be equipped by the fivefold gifts. Say it with me, every saint. Not just the leader, not just the cell leader. See, this is the mistake of cell church. I have applied cell church for 30 years. This is the mistake of cell church. We only equip the cell leader. We don't equip all the members. So today, in our church, we have a revolution, you know, way of how to equip the church. So we call all the members of the cell sitting like this in groups, and then we equip all of them. All of them must connect with the fivefold, not only the cell leader. Today's cell church, even we don't equip them by fivefold ministry. We only equip them to do, you know, like what is the good system, what is the good method, what is the good material, but we don't equip them by this fivefold ministry. This is very important. Only the fivefold can equip them to build the body. So if all the saints do not being equipped by the fivefold, they don't know how to build the body. So later on, the cell will become a small group. They will become, you know, just a social club because they will die because they don't know how to build the body. They only know how to build the body if the fivefold involve in equipping them. This is important. Okay, now very quickly because of time. Now, what is the fivefold gifts? Okay, I'm in between some church. You know, they believe in extreme fivefold ministry. Even they call the apostle with titles. You know, prophet. I'm prophet so and so, and apostle. Apostle so-and-so. I believe you know, not this extreme. Also, I don't believe that we have no more function of apostle and prophets. But I believe in between. We still have the function. The function. Not as the 12 apostles of Jesus, you know, and the Old Testament prophet, but we have the function. They function according to the 12 apostles and according to the Old Testament prophet. They cannot function outside of that. But they have their function because it says, till we all come to the unity of faith. That means before we become mature, we will still need these five functions. So I'm talking more functional now. Okay? So, now, what is the function of the fivefold gifts? I call it gifts function. Okay? To equip. See, today we have a lot of books written about fivefold ministry. You know, I read many of those books. It's good, some are good, but I still feel there is something missing. What is the missing? Then one day I look at the word equipping, katartismos. Actually, this word taken from the medical term in the time of Paul. What is the meaning of katartismos? This is the meaning. The act, actually, not the art. The acts of a physician to restore the body parts. That's the meaning. When a physician, you know, restoring body parts is called, this physician is doing katartismos, equipping. Equipping the body, restoring the body. So, that means fivefold ministry or fivefold gifts, the goal is to restore the body. It's not to build his own ministry, to restore the body. What is the body? The basic church. To restore the basic church, to restore the cell. But today's fivefold ministry has nothing to do with cells, nothing to do with this, you know, basic church. They build their own ministry. I was shocked when God showed me this, you know. So, and then I begin to explore it in the Bible. So, what does it mean by restoring the body? This is what I study, you know. Number one, to complete. If the body has no hand, transplant one hand to complete it. Okay? If we transplant already, then if the member is not normal, heal it. And then, after that, maximize the function so that the member can fully function. Then, if all members fully function, then the body becomes the fullness of Christ. If you practice this, equipping the saints to build the body, what happened? Verse 13 to verse 16 is the result. Till we all come to the unity of faith. See, today we make this as the cause, but that is the product if we keep building the body. So I believe if we keep building this basic unit, the city church will have unity. I believe that. And also the universal church, you know, you will see the unity till we all come to the unity of faith. And then the true knowledge of the Son of God. I believe if we keep building the body, we will not argue over, you know, small, different view of theology as long as Jesus is the head. Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. The Trinity, and we believe that, you know. And I believe we know Him through experience. We know Him personally because we build the body. And then we will become mature. So I don't believe we can be mature through only preaching the Word. See, in the West today, in America, The church is focused on preaching the word to the people, right? If that can make people mature, you will have less divorce. You will have less pornography. Those involved in pornography, you would be have a powerful church. You will grow into maturity. But Christianity, frankly, including Indonesian Christianity, you know, we are not mature enough because we do not build the body. We only can be mature if we live in a body and learn how to build a body and equipped by the fivefold. Then it will become the fullness of Christ, it says. And then verse 15, 16, this is the goal. We speak truth to in love. We grow in all things, say it with me, all things unto the head. Hallelujah. That means we all focus on the head. We center at the head. The head gives us life so that we grow all things into the head, unto the head. Wow, this is powerful. And then it says, we knit together by joints. This is the ministry to one another according to the measure of the ministry we do. And then we produce love by itself. See, the two substance now come in. Focusing on the head, love one another. That's the goal. That's the goal of the body, to become the fullness of Christ. Wow. This can be happen only when the church being equipped. Now, how to equip it? Okay. So, the fivefold is like the doctor. They are the physician. No, Jesus went up to heaven and then he gave gifts. That means he delegates his specialties, his specialists to five doctor specialists to heal the body. So these five doctor specialists is the specialist to heal cell. If the cell have problem, go to them. They will know what's the problem and heal them. Okay, the prophetic. The prophetic job is to train all the members so they can hear from the head, building the upward relationship so they can worship prophetically. They can hear from the head. They can prophesy from the head. You know, this is the prophetic. They are the neurologists, doctor specialists in they are the neurologists. Hallelujah. And then, the pastoral, teach people how to love one another. Teach people, the cell, the saints, how to build a relationship, how to love one another, to give, you know, to one another, share life to one another, open to one another, care for one another. That's the pastoral job. They are the joint specialists so that the joint can function well. The member have relationship to one another. They build the inward relationship. And then the evangelists, they are teaching, you know, training all the member of the cell so they can evangelize as a body. So they are doctor, transplant doctor. They transplant the member, you know, from the world and transplant it into the body. So it's not just evangelism, but transplant it, you know. Transplant it into the body. That's very important. The outward relationship. And then, if you have the up, the in, the out, it's not enough. You must have the teacher. The teacher is the one who can multiply the up, the in, and the out. That means he knows how to teach people so that we can obey all God's commandment. See, not only we must evangelize and bring new believers in, but we must teach them to obey all the things that Jesus told us to do. All the things is the up, the in, and the out. Okay? He teach them. So, teacher teach all the members to teach one another. In the cell, we are not a preaching session, we are a teaching one another session. We teach one another. So usually this is what we do. We give them questions, answer the question first for 5-10 minutes, and then after that they share. Very powerful. They share to one another. Not a preaching session, but they share to one another. And then if there is new believer, they train them in the cell. The four believer, new believer in our cell, now one of them already, two of them already being disciple. So we disciple them in the basic teaching. So if you train the believer and they grow as a disciple, your cell will multiply. That's why the teaching, the teacher, you know, the direction is to go forward, to the front, go forward. Okay? And then, if you have these four, it's good. Without the fifth, you cannot build the body. So the teacher is the nutrition, the doctor nutrition, okay? They know how to give good nutrition. Okay? But what is the apostolic? The apostolic is doctor, you know, they know how the anatomists work. They are the anatomist. They know how the body works. They know the function of the body. They know the concept of the body. They know how to build the body. An apostle is the architect in the building. They know how to build foundation. They know the blueprint of the building. They can let the people see the whole picture. The whole picture. So that is the apostles. So apostle's job is, you know, to show all the member what is the plan of God, the eternal purpose. That's why when Paul entered a city, he only taught eternal purpose. He showed them how to do eternal purpose. That is the apostolic teaching. He said in Acts chapter 20, you know, I have taught you the whole counsel of God, that the meaning is eternal purpose. The all God's purpose I have given to you. So I have no debt. I given to you all. I taught you for 3 years. He taught them and showed them how to live in the eternal purpose. So that is the apostolic. So what I am teaching you is the apostolic principle. So in our cell, every member must understand these teachings. So I give them and then they understand. While they understand, different. So now our cell, very powerful. They really, you know, very alive. All the dead cell coming alive after we equip them. So this is what we learn. Because of time, we ran out of time. So this is what we do in equipping the cells. So Omar, you can take over.
Let's give Eddie a hand. Come on up, Jordan. God is so good to us. Not only is He moving us in a direction, but He's also giving us what He's revealing now. Good stuff for Eddie. He's been telling me this week. He said, 30 years on my practice cell. This is what God is showing me today. So this is good stuff. You got to go home and study this. You've got to meditate on it. Let it get into your heart and mind. Think about it. But before you go, I don't want anyone to move. Give me another, I know we're 11:30, but just give me another 5 minutes. Couple things I want to share with you. First of all, I want to bring Jordan up. As a church, we're really focusing on, in this month, to really take advantage of windows of opportunities God give us. You know, there's reaping and harvest times, and we're coming upon what we believe is reaping time. It's yearly, it's cyclical. And so I want him to share with us what we're moving into as a church and also driving down through the teams or the cells.
We want to put into practice what Eddie said, and this is actually the model that Eddie and them use in their cells to equip people to do the out, the evangelism. And so what we're going to do is we've taken this book called Concentric Circles of Concern. Some of you know the book, and we've turned it into 5 simple lessons, but very powerful lessons that we're going to ask you as a coach to take your team through in the month of August. And it's not a lecture thing. It's very experiential. They make a list of their people that they want to share, and then as a body you begin to pray. Some of the things Eddie talked about, Those will be online. We're getting them proofed right now and getting all my misspellings and stuff taken out of that. But those will be online where you normally get your Northwood notes as a coach, which you've been doing as a team. You can get them there, or you'll be able to get them at the Transparent Connection Center. You'll need to print off a sheet for every member of your cell. And then what we're going to do is, like Omar said, in August, we're giving you harvesting opportunities for your cell as you pray for these people to have some special things at Northwood that you can invite the person to begin to include them in your body and maybe as a cell invite them. Kevin Lehman's going to be here coming and sharing on parenting, and some people will connect to that. On August 29th, that's a special day, write that down on your calendar, we're going to do a message on parenting, but Al Weiss, the president of Disney, will be here. He'll be sharing kind of how he lived in the huge corporate world and still managed to be a great parent. And that is the Sunday we're asking every person at Northwood to invite someone with them. And then what your job is as a cell leader is to be ready when all these people come is for us to be able to start to harvest them into your team, and you be able to do body life with them, and you will be equipped because you would have gone through concentric circles of concern and know how to begin to fold them into your cell, into your team, and into that process as well. So that's coming. So the things we're asking you to do, tell your team about August 29th. Tell them about the other harvesting opportunities in August, and then starting, you can either start this Sunday or next Sunday, but one of those two Sundays, you need to start that concentric circle, those five lessons, so that you're ready on time for the August 29th date.
Amen. Here's the deal, guys. As we move along with cells, we're not stopping what we're doing. I mean, we've got to move forward as a church. Cells is really not a magic bullet for growth. It's everything working together. It's inviting. Is developing a culture where we care for people. Inviting people is not a tactic. It's a culture of caring. Bottom line is, do you care for people? See? So we're driving it down as we build. But here's the thing we're working on is we must build these communities. It's essential that we build a community so that when people come to know Christ, we connect them to the body of Christ. And here's what I want to ask you today. Some of you are existing coaches. You're here. You lead a team at Northwood called a team. You've heard Bob talk about cells. We're moving in a direction calling it TLCs or T-Life Cells. It's not public, but it's going to be very soon. But as a coach, you have to know that we're moving in a direction where we're changing the name T-Life Cells. T-Life is who we are. That's who we are, T-Life. And we're using the word cells because it means multiplication. It has to do with the body. We're going to redeem that word cells. We're going to make it a kingdom movement. And so some of you are existing coaches. I want to ask you, you have papers, Fletcher, you have the papers handed out on your thing. Before you go, that's why I don't want you to move around, is if you're an existing coach, we're not forcing people to do this. This is gradual. And you say, I want to do this. I want to move my existing team to be trained and to learn more of this concept. Then I want you to write your name down on that paper. You have it on your, do you have every desk, every table has one? Just fill it out. If you're an existing coach at Northwood on a team system and you say, you know what, I see the difference. I know it's a commitment. The bar, the levels of leadership, the bar is being raised as a leader. We're asking you to do more. And I can't assume you say yes because you might not have signed up for it. So I don't want to impose that on you. But I want to give you the opportunity to say, hey, Omar, I want to go in that direction. I'll count me in. I don't know what it means, but I want to be in. We'll train you. Part of it is you're going to be trained. So it's a commitment to be trained and equipped to move in that direction. So please write, if you're an existing coach, write it down. And there's a column that says existing coach. That's number one. Number two, if you're here today, some of you are invited and you're at Northwood, you're new, or you don't really lead a team, and you say, I want to lead. I want to be equipped to do this. I want to be a cell. I want to be a TLC leader. And I just feel today, but I don't know what it is, but I want to be equipped. I want you to write your name down on that paper. Very simple, your name, your phone number, your email, and say, I want to be equipped. I want to lead one of these cells. I want to be involved in this. Just write your name down. We'll follow up. We believe God wants to grow the church. So therefore, yeah, we can grow and we can push invite. We'll do that always. But here's what we're doing. We're building the catch. We're building the body. Because once somebody gets, imagine this, people get saved, they come to the altar. Imagine this, they come to know Christ, they're powerfully transformed, they pray and receive Christ. Immediately a cell leader prays for that person, right there. And there's an immediate connection to where the cell leader now walks with this person through their process of equipping and maturing. Imagine how we close any gaps. The enemy is always trying to steal. But the day when all the cell leaders, our altar ministries filled with cell leaders, who once somebody gets saved, immediately we connect them. Isn't that wonderful? That's amazing. Think about it. So please write your name down if you're an existing coach, said, I want to move in that direction. You know, there's some coaches that are going to say, Omar, I don't have time for it. That's not a negative. I mean, I'm not going to judge them. You know, I'm not. What we need to do is work with those who are moving, who want to kind of move and be developed in this direction. So remember that. I don't want to forget. Fletch, come on up here, Fletch, you and Monica. Just come on up here. So that's one. Number two, as they walk up here, guys, our board, you know, the cell board, the team board, is going to change location. We're doing some things in the main sanctuary or in the hallway. But what we're doing is we're moving our vision of ourselves, Bob talked about it, to have more of a city vision. And so don't be surprised when you see those cards change, because what we're going to do is take your team and really look at your team geographically. We're going to look at the city and see, where is the team? And so we're looking at it through the lens of a team. Now, here's the problem. You'll say, well, my team comes from all over the place. What are we going to do? We're just going to add people in your area. Like, if your team meets in Southlake and I know where you are, we're not going to blow your team up. We're not going to say, hey, you guys divide. But if somebody comes to know Christ from your area, we get the zip code, we'll call you to follow that person up and to get him involved in your team. So don't be surprised as we change it, because I think we need to look at this movement through the lens of a city. God wants us to impact a city. And so we have to look at it through the city. And so God will begin to do that. We'll see the board change with a map. You might have a little dot there somewhere with your address. So before I forget, this is Fletch and Monica, so that you guys know publicly. Fletch is working with us. He's on staff now. Both of them gifted, very gifted. And God has given them to us. Send them here to manage our cells and teams and discipleship. So he's my assistant. We're trying to figure out a name for him, a cell administrator or a discipleship assistant. But this is Fletch and Monica, a gift that God has given us. They're working with us. Give them a hand. Both are so gifted in so many areas, a gift to us. And so I just want you to recognize them and know that Fletch is going to be contact. A lot of emails and contact is going to be Fletch. When Fletch contacts you, I'm contacting you. All right? He's there with us. Thanks, Fletch and Monica, for joining us. So I just want to recognize them, team. So the name, guys, for you as leaders, all right? For you as leaders, I'm telling you, we're moving into a place where one day, very soon, we'll just call it T-Life Cells or TLCs that you all have. I want to thank you also for your F1. You guys have signed up F1. You're reporting. One of the requirements of a leader as we move forward is what we call verify. We're using the acronym MOVE, which is modeling very quickly. You'll hear more about this. We'll equip leaders on this. Four things that we expect leaders to do. Model. You have to model behavior. You have to be the example. Like, if we get training, then you need to be here. If your people are going to be here, you need to be here. So modeling is important. O is overseeing. It's not only a lesson you teach, but you oversee pastoral. You're watching your flock. Oversee the flock of God. It's far more deeper requirement than just teaching an hour and a half. V is verify. Verify is your team today? Not only numerically, but spiritually. How are they doing? So both, right? So F1 is a verifying of how many are in your team. How are you growing? But also verifying their condition. Where are they in their walk with God? Where are they in the process of equipping? And then E is to equip them. You get equipped, so they're equipped, and we equipped each other. And the equipping process in this model is, till Jesus comes home, we'll be equipping each other. Because every time I meet Eddie has 30,000 members, and every time I meet him, he's like, I got something, Omar. God revealed something to me new. I'm like, new? What's new? He comes out with, God is constantly unfolding his purpose and allowing us to learn. So I want to encourage you coaches at Northwood, just make sure I get your contact. I want to work with you. Because our goal in the next few months is to create a base, what we call of implementation, 40 or 50 leaders or even more. I mean, God gives us more, we'll work with more. But to lay a foundation of a team of leaders that are committed to implementing this vision at Northwood. And then as we implement it, others will come. Amen? Are you guys okay with that? All right. Any questions before I pray? Any questions? Quick, just quick questions. How many what? How many members do you keep in a cell before you start looking at maybe multiplying?
Yeah, minimum 2, maximum 12. So more than 12, you need to think about multiplication. Yeah.
Any other questions? Just quick one before we close. Go ahead, Ron. The O is oversee. It's model, oversee, verify, and equip. Those are, we're moving our coaches. That's the requirement, guys. So just quickly before you sign, that's kind of where we're moving. We'll break those down. Model, oversee, verify, equip. Those are the four functions of a leader. Amen. I appreciate your time, guys. Really do. I mean, you guys came out. I think we're over 100 here today. We have also some church planners that are here. And just want to thank you for your time today and just coming to get equipped. You'll get a lot more information. Put your names on emails. Put it right so we can keep contact and begin to follow up with you, because we're going into training this at a deeper level. So, Bobby, you have a last word you want to share? All right, let me pray. Father, Lord, we just thank you so much. You're so good to us, God. Your heart beats for us. You love Northwood. You love us. You planted us. This is your house. And it's so obvious that your plan for us is so powerful. It's so obvious to all of us that, God, your sights are upon us, and you're moving to us. You're calling us to be obedient to the next thing you're calling us to do, and that's to build the basic church. You've given us the global vision. You've given us domains. You've given us the church as a missionary. You've given us these things, God. You're just unfolding your purpose to us, and now you're bringing it all together. For what? God, to make an impact in this city. To make an impact, God, for the kingdom of God. We ask you for workers. You said, Lord, in your word, pray for workers. Pray. There's a harvest coming. I'm telling you, you pray for workers. And God, we ask you for laborers in this field. We ask you for cell leaders that should multiply us, God, 100-fold. You draw many, God, to capture this vision and say yes to you. Not yes to Omar or yes to Bob. Yes to the King of Kings, who's calling us to get in line with his eternal purpose. Thank you, Father, for the words. Bless Eddie, bless Rose and Christian, bless their church back in Indonesia, God. We just thank you so much for the gift of you and him imparted to us today. In Jesus' name, we ask, we thank you. Amen and amen.